Welcome to this demonstration of being able to activate voice dictation using either your Bluetooth keyboard or your Bluetooth enabled braille display that's also got a input keyboard. And for this demo, I'll be using my Bluetooth Magic keyboard, and my braille display is actually the BrailleSense U2. So let me just go and start up notes on my home screen here. I'm just going to use the find command on my Bluetooth keyboard here.
Enter search text.
Typed in notes, enter.
Notes.
Activate that on the keyboard.
Notes, folders, heading.
I'm just going to select my iCloud folder.
Edit, but iCloud, heading, all iCloud, seven notes, button.
I'm just going to select all iCloud.
iCloud, back button.
And command N for new note.
Note, text field, is editing, character mode, insertion point at start, quick nav off.
Okay, now I'm currently using my keyboard here at the moment. So normally with my Bluetooth keyboard running, the on-screen keyboard is actually not visible, okay, which basically stops you from using voice dictation. So normally the two-finger magic double tap on the Bluetooth keyboard is actually VO dash or Control Option dash. And if I try and do that now, even though I'm in an edit field, I've just started and stopped music playing. The only way that I said that voice dictation works is if the on-screen keyboard's visible. So I'm going to hit the eject key on top right-hand side of my keyboard.
Keyboard visible.
It says keyboard visible. So now if I do VO dash, I'm going to be able to activate voice dictation with the two-finger magic double tap, i.e. VO dash on my Bluetooth keyboard, and I can voice dictate. So let's just try that now. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again.
Thinking. Inserted the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog restaurant light into the bush, never to be seen again.
Yeah, well, almost got it right. Anyway.
Again.
Put a new line in. Okay, so that's the way how you do it on a Bluetooth keyboard. Simply, when you go into an edit field and you're using your Bluetooth keyboard, make the on-screen keyboard visible with the eject key. And then you can activate voice dictation with VO dash rather than VO dash doing the normal action for the two-finger double tap or the VO dash to start and stop, in my case, music playing. So when you've got the on-screen keyboard on the screen, you'll activate voice dictation. So that's with my Bluetooth keyboard. Let me grab my BrailleSense here. So if I try and do a two-finger double tap, okay, now I'm playing my music, two-finger double tap again, and I'll stop the music. So on the braille display for the two-finger double tap magic equivalent, on the braille display input keyboard, space 1, 5, and 6. In contraction terms, it's a GH contraction. So to make the keyboard visible on my braille display, which you can also set this on in settings, general accessibility, voiceover, braille, you can make the on-screen keyboard visible there. I'll show you that in a minute, is do space and SH contraction, the space, dots 1, 4, and 6. I'll do that now.
Keyboard visible.
It says keyboard visible. If I do it again.
Keyboard hidden.
So let me turn the keyboard visible on again, dots 1, 4, and 6.
Keyboard space. Visible.
And I'm going to do the two-finger double tap this time, i.e. space 1, 5, and 6. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party.
Inserted, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party.
Okay, that works beautifully. And let me just show you where you can actually turn that on-screen keyboard on all the time if you want to be able to use voice dictation when you're using your braille display with the on-screen keyboard on the screen. So I'm just going to say to Siri, hey Siri, open voiceover settings.
Here are the settings for voiceover.
Okay, touch down the bottom.
Double tap timeout. Large curve. Navigate images.
I'm flicking
always,
back to the left.
But always speak. Modifier key. Typing feed. Phonetic feed. Typing style. Rotor. Braille. Braille Sensu 2240.
Double tap on braille.
Braille. Voiceover. Back button.
Flicking through to the right.
Braille. Braille, braille display. Braille screen input. Status cell. Equations use MF code. Show on screen keyboard. On.
Okay, show on screen keyboard. So when you are using your braille display, the on screen keyboard will be there all the time when you're in edit mode. And you can do your space 1, 5, and 6 to start and stop voice dictation. And just a final note, this capability is not currently available on the iPad Pro Smart Keyboard, because at the moment there is no eject key on that keyboard and there's no other way of using the smart keyboard to implement an eject key or make the on-screen keyboard visible or not visible from the smart keyboard. So I'm just going to press my home button.
Settings.
And that completes this demonstration of being able to activate voice dictation when you're either using your Bluetooth keyboard or your refreshable braille display for an input keyboard. The trick with both of them is to make sure that the on-screen keyboard is visible, and then the two-finger magic double tap on either system, i.e. VO dash on a Bluetooth keyboard or space 1, 5, and 6 on the braille display activates voice dictation and not, for example, music playing. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.